So in terms of cetuximab, is that putting aside regulatory reimbursement issues, but just sticking with this clinical science right now, based on what you've seen with that, do you think that that's sort of a positive risk-benefit ratio for, let's say, a patient has squamous cell? Let's sort of remove Bev from the equation for the moment.
Right. I think it's a reasonable thing to consider for patients with a squamous cell tumor. And the conversation I have with patients is understanding that there are a number of lines of therapy and that all therapy does not have to occur in the first line and that it's the multiple chapters of a book type of idea. But I talk with them about whether they want to approach this treatment upfront with as many therapies as possible and discuss the side effect profile. The side effects of cetuximab are real. They range from the rash that we see to the side effect that a lot of people don't talk about, which is that it's a weekly therapy. Patients are ending up coming to the doctor's office once a week, essentially for the first six cycles of therapy, which is a lot of time in a doctor's office for a patient with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. So I have that conversation with patients, and I have to say that I've only administered cetuximab to one patient in the time since the ASCO data came out.
So you've had people who didn't want to take
it? Right, exactly. I think that I talk with them about it, and they are not interested in having the rash. And I also talk with them about the reported benefit. You know, the improvements in overall survival are relatively modest, and it's hard for patients to get their heads around the idea that they're going to have something that causes them side effects without a marked benefit.
Now, what about the choice of chemotherapy with cetuximab?
I think that you can make the argument that it's reasonable to use cetuximab with most of our standard platinum-based doublets. The FLEX trial used cisplatin-vinorelbine. Certainly, that's a widely used therapy in Europe. It's not a widely used therapy in the United States by any means. But we do have a fair amount of safety data demonstrating that it's okay to use cetuximab with gemcitabine cisplatin. That's the Canadian study led by Butts. And we also have safety data showing that carboplatin paclitaxel is safe to give with cetuximab, and that's a trial led by Tom Lynch. So I think that these are safe combinations, and as such, it's reasonable to do that.
What about panitumumab? What do we know about that in lung cancer?
So the data for panitumumab is not really there for non-small cell lung cancer. I think that the company has decided not to pursue that, or at least as of a year ago or so, had decided not to pursue this, you know, evaluating panitumumab in lung cancer. I think as a direct analogy with the colorectal world, it seems reasonable to think it would be effective, but there's no significant data to point us one way or the other.